Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. In brief, we have sweeping regulatory action in Washington and London, alongside key market shifts and major legal and security developments affecting exchanges and protocols. The US House Financial Services Committee will mark up the Digital Asset Market Clarity Act on Tuesday, and the Senate may vote on the Genius Stablecoin Act as early as Monday on June 9th. If both bills pass, they could reach the President's desk before the August recess. In the UK, the Financial Conduct Authority lifts its ban on retail crypto ETNs after 4 years, opening the door to products including meme coin notes. Deutsche Bank is studying its own stablecoin or joining a consortium for tokenized deposits. Coinbase launches wrapped Doge and XRP on its base network to boost DeFi use, but some warn its minting remains centralized. Meanwhile, World Liberty Financial plans to add Trump meme coin to its treasury, and a legal fight over wrapped Bitcoin between BIT Global and Coinbase has been dismissed with prejudice. In security news, the Justice Department files a forfeiture claim for $7.7 million in stablecoins from North Korean IT workers who used fake identities in the US to launder funds for the regime. The so-called Bitcoin family splits their wallet seed phrase across four continents for safety amid rising kidnappings, and Coinbase reports an 82% reduction in unnecessary account restrictions following machine learning upgrades. On markets, Bitcoin holds above $105,000, despite tensions between former President Trump and Elon Musk. Ethereum steadies above $2,500, driven by strong inflows into BlackRock's Ethereum ETF, now holding over $4.8 billion. Avalanche's AVAX jumps 6% on real-world asset tokenization deals. Solana rebounds from $147 support, with on-chain dormancy metrics hitting their third highest level of the year. Trader Tardigrade points to Dogecoin's three-month rally and five-month pullback cycle, poised for a June and July uptick. SUI approaches a $3.5 resistance that could trigger a fresh breakout. Innovation keeps pace at the Token 2049 Festival in Dubai, where the SuPlay 0x1 handheld won praise for its Ryzen 7840U processor and 7-inch display running titles like Exosciety and One Fight Arena. Wondercraft pivots from exoskeletons to its Calvin 40 humanoid robot capable of 40-kilogram loads, now being tested by Renault Group. And Kudis launches a Solana and BNB chain token to reward health tracking via its AI-powered smart ring for sleep and biometric data, echoing a sense of exploration like uncovering secret passages in Prince of Persia. Community governance evolves as Martin Henskins of Astar Foundation calls for transparent, community-run treasuries. Therefore, off-chain labs and movement labs' staged buybacks illustrate a shift towards stakeholder alignment and long-term ecosystem health. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.